to our UK correspondent, Harriet Lyne. Welcome, Harriet.
Hi, good morning.
Pressure is mounting on the government to introduce a circuit breaker. Just what is being discussed now, Harriet?
Yeah, well, coronavirus cases have been rapidly increasing in the UK for a number of weeks now. And today we had new measures introduced which are designed to try and combat this rise. That's a three-tier COVID alert level system. So that means that all areas of the country in England are classified as either medium, high or very high risk. Liverpool City Region is currently the only area in that top category. And most of the country is being classified as medium. So in the top category, all pubs have been forced to close unless they can operate as a restaurant, and households are banned from mixing indoors. But just hours after this announcement was made by the Prime Minister on Monday, with the measures coming into effect today, documents were published by the government showing that Boris Johnson had received advice from his scientific advisory group, showing that they recommended a 3 weeks ago that the government introduced what's being called as known as a circuit breaker, which is basically a short, sharp lockdown for a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, probably designed to coincide with a half term or school holiday. So that could be in a couple of weeks. We have the October half term, or it could also be over Christmas, potentially. But calling for this action to be taken in a bid to really get a handle on the virus and to stop it spreading exponentially as it is at the moment, so that then perhaps we can lead slightly more normal lives in the winter. But Boris Johnson dismissed this recommendation and instead opted for his tiered lockdown measures. Now, the timing of all of this, Keir Starmer supported the three-tier system when it was announced on Monday, but then having seen this advice that the government received, he led on, or then on Tuesday, called for a circuit breaker, saying that 2 to 3 weeks of a national lockdown over the October half term was needed to stop the country sleepwalking into a long and bleak winter. And he's pressed that point again at Prime Minister's questions today in the Commons. And leading scientists have also come out suggesting that a short lockdown could prevent the NHS being overwhelmed and potentially reduce the death toll this winter. Boris Johnson at PMQs was standing quite firm and said that Sir Keir Starmer was accused him of opportunism and urged him to put pressure on his party's local leaders in the north of England to accept tighter restrictions. There's been a bit of a kind of coming and going between local leaders over what measures should be introduced in their areas. And Boris Johnson said that the whole point of this new tier system is to seize the moment now so that we can avoid the misery of another national lockdown, into which he said Keir Starmer wants to go headlong by delivering a regional solution instead. This tiered system is causing problems in some areas. Greater Manchester has a very high number of cases, and its Labour mayor, Andy Burnham, has resisted the pressure to go into the tier three restrictions and is threatening legal action if the move is imposed by Whitehall, despite what he's saying. Although in Lancashire, where cases are also very high, the Tory County Council leader has said that it's inevitable that his region will enter Tier 3. Now, Boris Johnson notably hasn't ruled out any kind of national action, such as a circuit breaker. But with sort of 19,000 more lab-confirmed cases of coronavirus in the UK today and another 137 deaths of people who've tested positive for coronavirus in the last 28 days, many people are thinking it's only really now a matter of time before much tougher measures are introduced. And elsewhere in the UK, we're seeing tough restrictions coming in. Northern Ireland, the First Minister, Arlene Foster, said that pubs and restaurants will close for 4 weeks, with the exception of takeaways, and schools will close on Monday for 2 weeks, which will coincide with their October half term. So that's effectively a lockdown back in Northern Ireland. In Scotland, Nicola Sturgeon has advised Scots against travelling to English coronavirus hotspots because I think it was 170 people caught the coronavirus in Blackpool and then returned to Scotland with it. And in Wales, Mark Drakeford has set out plans to ban travel into the country from high-risk areas of England, Scotland and Northern Ireland from this Friday. So you won't be able, for example, to go from Liverpool into Wales for a weekend away, although some confusion as to exemptions, etc. on that. But It does look as though we are heading towards tougher restrictions. Whether it will be national, I think, remains to be seen. But a lot of pressure on Boris Johnson this evening.
Harriet, what were you saying about how that advice on a circuit breaker had been given, what, 2-3 weeks ago? Could you explain a little bit more about how much pressure was brought to bear over that?
Yeah, well, we learned about this this recommendation from Sage on Monday evening, when notes were published from minutes of meetings published by the government. So they had advised about 3 weeks ago that there should be action taken on a national scale with a circuit breaker, with schools being closed, I believe they said, and things like basically much stricter restrictions on socialising. That 2-3 weeks ago, it was being talked about in the press as though this was a potential option. The government was resisting that. But of course, that advice from scientists is only part of the picture that the government's having to deal with. They are having to make the calls on the economy as well. And that, of course, that too has implications for health and wealth. So it is a balancing act from the government. And it's unsurprising that scientists might well sort of veer on the side of the health by calling for this. But I think some are also suggesting today that perhaps actually even a circuit breaker now is too late. And had the government acted then, yes, it may have been crippling for the economy and it may have been damaging the mental health and physical health for some people. But perhaps that would have enabled us to get a handle on the virus then, rather than us being in this situation now with nearly 20,000 new cases today.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister and the government are still grappling with the whole issue of Brexit and how to approach negotiations. What's the latest?
Yeah, well, last month, Boris Johnson said that there needed to be an agreement with the EU by the time of the European Council summit on October the 15th, if there's to be an agreement in force by the end of the year when the transition period ends. Now, that deadline somehow is now tomorrow, and we haven't had any white smoke that a deal has been reached. Indeed, it doesn't look like it that close. Downing Street said today that progress has been made in discussions over the last few days, primarily in technical areas, but they said that differences still remain, namely over things like fishing rights on fishing quotas and basically Britain's sovereignty of its waters after we've left the EU, something that was quite key in the argument that Brexiteers made. Now, talks have been going on for months and they've ramped up in recent weeks. And there is obvious frustration, I think, inside Number 10 about how the EU has handled things, mostly on sort of a process level in terms of how the talks have played out. But this evening, Boris Johnson spoke to the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and the European Council President Charles Michel. And Downing Street said afterwards that the Prime Minister noted the desirability of a deal, but expressed his disappointment to them that more progress had not been made over the past 2 weeks. Now, following this call and the European Council summit tomorrow, where, of course, Britain won't be in attendance, the PM is expected to decide on the next steps, Downing Street said. Now, that is basically whether or not we walk away now because it seems unlikely that a deal will be done, or whether we decide to keep negotiating if a deal seems possible. And I think it's likely that we'll know which of those two we're at in probably on Friday. But time is really tight. It's only 11 weeks now until the transition period ends. And without a deal, the UK will leave the single market and the customs union at a time of enormous economic uncertainty due to the coronavirus crisis. So the pressure really is on. And I think from businesses as well, there's real pressure for it to be realistic. I think we saw previously going up to the wire. And I think that's what many, perhaps also in government, want to avoid, the chance of negotiations going on and on into late November, December, and then a deal not being struck, not giving businesses time to prepare. So it will be a very interesting couple of days, 24 hours, as to whether or not it is likely that we're going to get a deal or whether the Prime Minister kind of cuts his losses and walks away.
He cuts his losses and walks away, but where does that leave you if you leave without a deal, leave the customs union without a deal? I mean, what is the plan for what happens?
Well, I think it would be a no deal until there is a deal. And I think the likelihood is that talks would continue. We'd be leaving on World Trade Organization terms. And so, I mean, there would be a structure in place and there has been extensive preparation done by the government to ensure that should we leave without a deal, that we do, that businesses can still operate, that goods can still cross the borders. But we've had contingency plans such as lorry parks in Kent, and talks of having to have permits to travel, to drive from France into Kent, where huge amounts of cargo are transported. So I think it would be a very different looking United Kingdom. But there has been this work put in place. The question is whether businesses and government have taken it seriously enough, whether they've really believed that it's possible that we will leave without a deal, or whether actually it's kind of contingency planning but not taken that seriously. And I think that's where the problem would lie, for government and for people in the UK, if we haven't planned as effectively. And there's been reports over recent months that because of the coronavirus crisis, a lot of people who are doing that contingency planning have been moved across to deal with coronavirus.
Really critical days coming up. Thank you very much. Harriet Lyne is our UK correspondent.